The European Commission rapped the Czech Republic on the knuckles this week for breaking a promise to bring the public finance gap below 3.3% of GDP this year. Estimates suggest the shortfall is actually around 4% of GDP. The Commissioner for Economic and Monetary Affairs, Joaquín Almunia, blamed the deficit on social spending approved before last year's elections. He said the Czech Republic should not have problems adopting the euro if it can cope with an excessive public finance deficit. But Mr. Almunia said it was too early to say whether Prague could meet its slated euro adoption target of 2012.
The Czech Central Bank increased interest rates by 0.25% on Thursday, in line with analysts' expectations. The benchmark two-week repo rate is now at 2.75%, the lowest in the European Union. The Czech National Bank last raised interest rates also by 0.25% in September.
The Taiwanese firm Foxconn said this week that it's planning to spend almost $150 million on a new LCD and computer components plant in Kutná Hora, central Bohemia. The factory should employ 5,000 people. Foxconn has the same number of workers at another factory in Pardubice.
The number of high-speed broadband internet connections per 100 Czechs more than doubled to 4.91 in 2006, according to data from Britain's Point Topic. That puts the Czech Republic ahead of Poland with 4.75 connections and Slovakia with 3.4. Meanwhile, the Czech group Internet pro všechny, Internet for Everyone, said the growth in the number of ASDL connections had slowed down last year as competition from wireless providers grew. It said there were 400,000 wireless connections in the Czech Republic.
The Agriculture Ministry is about to take the first step towards the privatisation of Budějovický Budvar Brewery when it declares a tender for an advisor for the sell-off, Mladá Fronta Dnes said on Friday. Earlier this week, the European Beer Consumers Union warned against the privatisation, which it said could affect the quality of Budvar beer. The EBCU are also afraid the brewer could get into the hands of Anheuser-Busch of the United States, the maker of Budweiser, which is engaged in trademark lawsuits with Budvar in several countries. Budějovický Budvar is the third biggest Czech brewery and the only one remaining in state hands.
The Ostrov-based soft drinks maker Kofola Holdings saw a year-on-year increase in sales of over 20% in 2006, the company said this week. Kofola, a cola-like caffeinated soft drink, ranks third on the Czech market in sales terms. Kofola was created by the pharmaceutical firm Galena in the early 1960s during research aimed at finding a possible use for the surplus caffeine produced in the process of coffee roasting.